Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Did you know that most women do not have a clue about the kind of sexual struggles that men go through in this addictive and wicked culture that we're living in? That's the reason for the Bunch of Buddies B.O.B. Bob segment, where guys can open up and have anonymity. That's why we change the voice pitch and call everybody Bob. And then to try to bring it to some kind of understanding and eventually, hopefully, sexual wellness. Most women just think guys are perverts. But they don't realize that inside it's a really deep struggle. So that's why we bring on various guys who have been struggling in this area and allow them to talk about this and, frankly, how God has really helped heal them. With that being said, let's go now to our phone guest for this segment. Bob, I want to welcome you to the program. I appreciate your being with me here.
Gary, I'm glad to be here and a warm welcome today.
Well, Bob, first of all, I want to ask you, where do you think men are today? The men that, let's say, that you work with, where are they as far as purpose and meaning in their lives? I mean, are they doing fine, or do you find that that they don't have a lot of purpose in their life?
I think they're struggling with being honest with their selves and their peers that they're around. I feel that men think that they're the only ones that individually that have the problems that that we as men deal with on a day-to-day basis. I feel that as men get to know one another, they realize that we have the same struggles.
With the guys, let's say, that you work with, and of course without naming them or naming the company, okay, what do you feel like that are some of their more major struggles that you just observe?
I'd say the biggest struggles that the men I deal with would be a lot of them deal with not spending time with their family. They're working too much, more priorities on their work, more on their focus is on, I guess you would say, women that that drive by. You know, they'll observe things that distract a man's thought process.
Mm-hmm. How do you think they get to this situation? Where is that? If this is true that they're not focusing enough on their families, and they're diverted by side attractions, how do you think they get to that particular spot in life?
I think that it kind of boils down to your relationship with your wife, your mate, your focus is not directed. You know, you're being selfish. You're always worried about yourself and not your wife. You're always trying to please yourself and not your wife.
Does a typical man realize that that's the scenario for his life?
No. But a man does not realize that. And just through small groups and having a good open communication with my wife, I'm able to find out these problems that I've had in the past that can be a major problem in your relationship.
You are sharing some things with us, Bob, that are really deep in your life and that have really impacted your life. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate your being willing to be so open about yourself.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Now, you're talking about maybe a new kind of relationship or a new phase of the relationship with your wife that you've been going through. You've been married now for how long?
Be going on 8 years.
Yeah. And so that relationship has changed now, you're saying. And so kind of fill us in on that. How did that happen, Bob?
Well, just through when we started into our marriage, there's times that I was more worried about having my sexual desires fulfilled and not pretty much worrying about what her needs were. I was more worried about mine, and just through the years that we've been married, I've learned and come to find out that physical need is not necessarily what a woman wants. She just needs to be held and cuddled, and a male needs their physical needs, but that'll come in time. You you can't have that selfish thought in a marriage relationship.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that your wife, was she recognizing this? I mean, had she told you that, hey, listen, we've got a problem here? I mean, was there at that point in your marriage that that occurred?
Yes, it did. She didn't understand it. She, you know, she thought she was just basically just like a piece of cold meat. She was just, she was there and
she was expressing this to you, right?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that if you don't have an open communication and you don't know your wife's desires or my desires, then you're going to be struggling in your relation. And we were at first in our marriage because I wanted what I wanted, sex, and she didn't particularly want it in the gratitude that I did.
So at one particular time, obviously, something has happened and that the light went off, that there was a problem between the two of you because in this particular area of your relationship, that things were not going so well, and she starts expressing that. So how did that happen? You know, what period of time did it happen and so forth?
I think it was a period of maybe probably, I'd say, three to four years in our relationship that we found that it was more me being selfish and it wasn't a true love. And, you know, a true love to me would be to where both of you would enjoy everything, and it was where you have termites build up in your relationship. It was a termite that was getting ready to eat the last wood of the lumber off of the, you know, I knew there was a problem, and in the communication process me and my wife have, she was real open with me, and we started working through that problem.
Bob, I want to thank you so much for being with me and sharing your life here on the show today. And that's a wrap on another Bob segment, B.O.B., Bunch of Buds segment, where I call everybody that I talk with Bob, and in addition to that, I change the voice pitch just so that every guy can have the freedom to be transparent. You know what tragically happens sometimes to a man with sexual brokenness in his life who happens to have daughters? These daughters see their dad's example, and they search for a man just like him, and they know just what to do, how to dress, how to act, etc., to get the attention of such a man. So just thinking of our daughters is a good reason to go for sexual wellness and go to God and to an accountability partner.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com. Men Who Win. Full of God's purpose, power, and life.